Yeah, they got up. It got fairly close at 3-2. So FC Seoul came back, made them nervous, but the 3-0 gave them a good stretch of breathing space, didn't it? G'day, Andy P.
Yeah, g'day. You picked the best of the three. 3-0 in the 63rd, then Il Lok Yun scored a brace in the 66th and 72nd, but it was huge. Unexpected in a sense, too. They paid $8 if you went for it yesterday morning. And when you consider that Santelab, Martinez, and Kusakami, three of their key players, all came on in the second half, the rotation that Popovich went with last night certainly worked. 3 points behind Urawa, that's the one they've got to chase because Shanghai SIPG in that group is the dominant force. They've got 3 wins in 3 starts.
Andy, I want to know what Western Sydney Wanderers did so well last night. Maybe it was that rotation you think about that they haven't been doing so far this season.
Quite simply, they had a break last weekend because of the split round. It freshened up the squad.
Okay.
You're not playing every second or third day, and you get that opportunity to have some solid sessions and a bit more time to prepare in Seoul, and it just worked to perfection. And
it's a big
and,
win.
You know, it wasn't a bad day at the office last night for the Australian teams. I know Adelaide could only draw 3-3 at home to J-Tube in front of their worst crowd, by the way, 3,539 fans, but they played some good football as well.
Champions League, mate, we've got some live matches.
If you're a Man City fan, you're probably panicking a bit because at the moment, Monaco are leading Man City at half-time. It's 2-0. They scored in the 8th and the 29th minute. What that means overall, Man City won the first leg at home 5-3. It's 5-5 on aggregate, but if it stays like this, Monaco would go through courtesy of the away goals rule. No such headaches at the moment in Madrid. Atletico against Bayer Leverkusen, it's 0-0. Atletico won the first leg in Germany 4-2, so they are still in a very solid position to progress to the quarterfinals.
Mate, Wayne Rooney, is he popular or not? What's the go? What's happening with him?
Look, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is the golden boy over there, and of course, Paul Pogba. Rooney's sort of not playing as consistently as he'd like. He's going to miss tomorrow's Europa League game against Rostov. He's still out injured along with Martial. Ibrahimovic can play. He's only got the domestic ban. So that 3-match ban applies to matches in the UK competition. So he's available. But you're right, mate. There's been a lot of conjecture about Rooney's future. You know, will he go to China? Will he go back to Everton? What's in store for the man that set so many records?
It's interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. The FFA is under increasing pressure at the moment. What's that about?
Look, there's been a push to remodel the lower tiers of the game, and the push is to get a second division behind the A-League in. And what's happening is there's an association of Australian football clubs that has been established. There's 129 NPL clubs behind, you know, the A-League. Now, two-thirds of them are meeting on Monday, including the likes of the former heavyweights here in Sydney, Apia and the Marconis and the Sydney Uniteds and so on. They're meeting in Melbourne to discuss that, and they have the backing of FIFA to set up a second tier.
But aren't the state leagues a second tier anyway? Or you want a national second tier? Is that what you want?
I think they want a national second tier. How that would work, particularly when you think about promotion and relegation, you need millions of dollars to play in the A-League.
Yeah.
So even if you'd win that second tier, are you financially sustainable to move up? And what about those clubs that have got the huge investments already in the A-League? How would they feel knowing that they could be relegated at season end?
Well, they'll be blowing up about it. So
yeah,
watch this space, but it's been muted for quite some time. Good on you, Andy. Thank you for that.
Enjoy your day, guys.